You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello, William Hill Radio's Alex Dunn here, joined by retired 20-time champion jockey AP McCoy. Of course, we saw AP on an emotional day at Sandown yesterday, and he's joined me on the line. First things first, AP, good morning, and how are you feeling today?
I'm okay, Alex, at the moment. Yesterday was a very special day. It was a tough day emotionally in some ways, but at the same time, I feel lucky to have had it and very privileged to have had it, and today is the first day of my unemployment, if you like, and not having a job and having to think about what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, really.
Obviously yesterday was emotional for you, a momentous day. What was it like being in the middle of all of that?
It was very, very emotional. You know, felt very flattered and very honoured by everyone that turned out, all the racing public. You know, the fans were fantastic, and they made it very, very special. You know, it's something, you know, that I'll never forget. My last day riding was everything I wanted it to be.
Of course, someone who's as tough as you, as resilient as yourself, you were still overcome by emotion. I think that surprised a few people, but was that just sort of a mark of just how much it meant to you?
Yeah, it definitely did affect me at Sandown yesterday. It was very hard not to feel it all around, you know, people clapping and cheering, the amount of people that wanted photographs and autographs, and as I said, they did make it really, really special, and they made it as good and as easy as possible for me, and made it as the most enjoyable day that I could ever have wished for, it being my last day and being as tough a day as it was. So thanks to everyone for doing that turned up.
And of course, just going down to post, you were getting applauded. I mean, I've never really seen that on a race course to that extent. Obviously, we were just watching on TV, but it must have been a little bit surreal.
Yeah, it was a little surreal, a little bit difficult not to get caught up in it all, and to kind of think that I had still a job to do, even if it was only briefly, and even if it was only for two more races. But it was very, very surreal, thinking about people cheering you on the way to the start. And, you know, I never got clapped for coming back in third place in my life twice before. So, but it was a great day.
Okay. And of course, not just at Sandown. Since you announced your retirement, you've had people flocking, you know, the length and breadth of the country to see you. How does that make you feel?
I'm very flattered by it all. And I feel that I've been in a very privileged position, you know, been lucky to do the job that I've done for the last, you know, 25 years, if you like. And, you know, the great racing public are fantastic, and there's no one better at making you enjoy your life like the racing public do. So I'm very lucky to have been involved with so many great people.
Not just the public, of course. We saw the jockeys give you a guard of honour. Richard Johnson, of course, who won in your final race, was quick to sort of look for you and turn around and shake your hand. And particularly for someone who, to be honest, AP, he must be sick of the sight of you. You know, you've beaten him for that many years in a row. But for him to be the first one there, you know, to shake your hands, is testament to how much you're respected by other jockeys as well.
Yeah, Richard and I have been great friends for, you know, he's probably one of the few that has been there pretty much all the way through it. And we sat beside one another for 20 years nearly, you know, and he's been my greatest competitor. He's helped me achieve the things that I've achieved. He's helped me achieve the numbers that I've achieved. And it was, you know, it was very, very nice, you know, to have the respect of your peers is the most important, and the most, is what I'm most proud of. And something I felt very honoured by, the fact that they were all out yesterday lining the way and clapping me out for the last time. It was an amazing feeling.
And of course, your family were there as well, sharing in the emotion. Of course, we saw Chanel a few times. She was obviously very much caught up in it all. What did she make of it all, and what did your kids make of it all, AP?
Yeah, it was great that my family were all there. You know, it definitely it made the day much more enjoyable, and made it much more important and special that they were there. They have the people that have had to live through it all the most. My mum and dad, I think really, really enjoyed the day. If it was a little emotional for them, I think Chanel is just happy that I'm retiring and one piece, and obviously the kids. I'm not sure. I think Eve really enjoyed. It really enjoyed the day. I'm not sure what Archie had made of it, but Eve, I think, is a little girl, and I think you know what they're like. I think she didn't mind the attention for once.
I think I saw a picture actually of Archie high-fiving JP McManus. I don't think many people will have done that yesterday.
He's a great little fella, and it's just only over a year ago since he'd heart surgery, so it's great that he's come out the other side and he seems to be flying now. So we're very lucky to have two great kids.
Good. Okay. Well, when I spoke to you yesterday, we touched on well wishes from sort of the celebrity world and elsewhere in the sporting world. You know, we saw the likes of Tim Henman, Lee Westwood, of course, Arsene Wenger. That must feel pretty strange for you.
Yeah, it was. You know, as you mentioned those names, you know, that's something you feel very honoured by, and you know, to have those great sporting stars wishing you well in retirement is, you know, is every man's dream, really. You know, it's every as you said, it couldn't have went any better, and I couldn't have been happier of how the whole day went, really, and to get the adulation of people, such high profile sports people that I have such respect for, is very flattering.
Okay, now if you could go back to the start of your career, AP, all those years, and do it all again, would you?
I'd love to. You know, if I could go back and be a jockey again for the next 21 years, or 25 years, I would. It would be my first choice. I mean, I love sport. I love all other sports, but there's none like our sport. You know, I as a jump jockey, you know, sure it has its ups and downs, literally, but it's an amazing feeling and it's an amazing way of life, and I wouldn't have swapped it for the world.
Okay. Any regrets, AP? Is there a piece of advice that if you were to go back that you would give yourself?
No, only just to enjoy every moment of it, because the end comes around very quickly, and take it all in the best you can, because it doesn't last forever.
Okay, now you've been doing plenty of interviews in the last fortnight, understandably. I'd just like to pull you up on one quote that I've got here, AP. I think it's from the Claire Balding show. You said, if I'd have won the Grand National on Shut the Front Door and taken the bookies for £50 million, that would have been my greatest achievement. What on earth could you have meant by that, AP?
What on earth did I mean by that? Actually, just trying to promote how important the betting firms are, and betting, and especially William Hill. You know, because you know, they put in a lot into our sport, but you know, it's fair to say they take a fair bit out too. So, so I was just thinking that all those punters would have been really, really happy with me if I managed to give the bookies and William Hill a good cleaning. Really.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Good answer. If we move on to what you'll be doing with yourself now that you've retired, just firstly, is there any chance of you coming back? Any at all?
No chance.
Not at all, not even the slightest glimmer.
Not even, I wouldn't even have a bet with William Hill at £1 million to 1 if he gave such crazy odds.
Okay.
It won't be happening.
Okay. I remember seeing you at Hexham this time last year, highlighting just how driven you are, because Hexham is in the middle of nowhere. It's a long way from where you live. I think you went up there for a couple of rides for Donald McCain. You are so driven. How are you going to plug that gap? That competitive streak. What are you going to do with yourself to sort of get that fix?
I don't think there is anything that can bring that back. You know, I think you have to be a realist and have to be realistic about the future in terms of that. I would never enjoy anything like I enjoyed my riding, and how I'm going to replace it, I don't think I can. But I'll just have to try and make the most of it and try and find something that makes me happy. I love racing, so hopefully I can stay somewhat involved in it, and I'd be very lucky to do that if I can.
Because, of course, we've been speaking to you on a Saturday for years now, and you were so down this year when you got injured at Worcester. It was, you know, it was like talking to two different people in the weeks leading up and the weeks after it.
Yeah, getting injured at Worcester really hit me hard, because I thought I was going to ride 300 winners, and obviously when that happened and I knew the chance was gone of riding 300 winners, I found it really tough emotionally. I found it tough more emotionally than I ever did physically, because something that I dreamed of doing was gone. And, you know, I did find it tough. You know, I always found the physical side of it was part of the job and I could cope with that, but it was probably the one time that, an injury emotionally got to me, and it certainly took me a little while to get over it, and I'm not sure I ever did.
Okay. In terms of other sport, we mentioned that you have a great deal of respect for other sporting stars. You've got a keen interest, obviously, in golf, in darts. We saw you presenting the William Hill World Championship Trophy to Gary Anderson over the Christmas periods. And we saw you receiving a vintage tennis racket on the morning line yesterday. Is there a sport that you can't play?
I think there's lots of them. I think all of them I can play. I'm a typical bloke and think I can play all of them very well. But, you know, I like to think that I'm a, you know, fairly competent golfer. The fellas that would play me, that play with me, might not suggest so. Tennis, I've never played in my life, but I'm going to start. But I like sport. I like all sports. I'm not a great cricketer, to be fair. I've tried it a few times. Being Irish, I'm not wonderful at that, even though the Irish cricket team are doing very well at the moment. But I like all sports, so I'm happy to give them all a go.
Given your mental toughness, do you think that you could have, you know, taken part in any other form of professional sport if you weren't a jockey?
As I said, Alex, I'm one of those blokes who thinks he's good at everything or thinks he could be good at everything, but the reality of it is I think I was just born to ride horse, and that was probably the only thing I was ever going to be good at. So I feel that I've been okay in that sense.
Okay. If you could have been any other sportsman, taking aside your ability at other sports, if you could have been any other sportsman or played any other sport, what would it have been?
I think probably golf, because it's, you know, I suppose in football you could break your leg, or most other sports you can get injured. In golf, I think physically I don't think there's much could go wrong. Mentally, I presume it looks pretty torturous sport mentally. But yeah, you'd like to be Rory McIlroy or Tiger Woods, wouldn't you? I think that would be the way of life that you wouldn't mind, wouldn't it?
It seems fairly relaxed way of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems that I could cope with that okay.
Okay. You've said recently that you weren't a great tipster. I don't know about that. I think you've done okay for us over the years. We've obviously got Robbie Savage here at William Hill doing the football side of things. Do you think you could take him on in a football tipping contest?
Yeah, because I think whatever, me not know much about football, I don't think Robbie knows much more, does he? I did go on his program recently, and he was on with Steve McManaman and Michael Owen, and they were practically having to explain to him what the Grand National was. So. I may as well give Robbie a go at having a little football competition between he and I, and see how we get on. But sure, why not?
Of course, you do love Arsenal, don't you? Of course, they're playing today, and you'll have a lot more time to go and watch them now.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Sadly, I can't go today because I've still got a lot of family here, and I don't think that would be an overly sociable thing to do if I wandered off to the Emirates for the day. But yeah, I'll get there a lot more in the future, hopefully.
Okay, final question, AP. It seems to be a question that everyone's been wanting to know in the last week. I want a definitive answer from you. What did you have for breakfast?
I had a nice fry. I had some sausages, I had some bacon, and I had some egg and some mushrooms, and it was a proper breakfast, and it was very nice, and it's something I could very much get used to.
Good on you. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, AP. It's been a pleasure watching you ride over the years. Thank you very much for your time and the memories, and enjoy your retirement.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.